on this Tuesday, it is time to check in with the Ketchikan Public Library. Joining us this morning is Lisa Pearson. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Maria.
Thank you for joining me. And I, as always, things are hopping at the library.
They are. In fact, on Thursday, we are kicking off a brand new series of programs with Ben Edwards. And he is a financial advisor with Edward Jones. And basically what he's going to be doing is on the fourth Thursday of every month, he's going to be doing a financial literacy seminar, kind of, you know, just like a little one-hour meeting. It's online, which means that you can do it from home, you can do it from work, you don't have to worry about driving across town. And he's going to be covering different topics about financial literacy. So the one that we're going to be doing on Thursday, the 23rd, is about scamming, outsmart the scammers. And so he's going to be talking about ways that you can protect yourself from fraud. And, in you know, usually in these difficult times, it seems like the criminals try and take advantage of people. So incidents of fraud are on the rise. And so if you join in with this meeting, and it's going to be on Zoom, then he can give you tips for detecting fraud and protecting yourself from fraud. And the meeting is scheduled to run from noon to 1. I think the presentation itself lasts about a half an hour, but then there'll be time for questions afterwards. And we do want to keep people from being able to Zoom bomb the meeting, so in order to log in, you just need to call the library, and we will send you the link that you'll need to join into that Zoom meeting. So you can call us 225-3331, or you can email us, and we can send you the link to that meeting. And so other topics that he's going to be covering in this series are things like stocks, retirement, Social Security, college savings, things like that. So definitely keep an eye on that, and we're really excited to be able to offer that program. And we are continuing on with our regular programming of our Romps and Rhymes on Facebook, and that's every Tuesday morning at 10:30. And we are keeping these saved, these Romps and Rhymes, and our STEAM programs as well. So if you go onto our Facebook page, then all of those videos are saved for you. And we've also created a YouTube channel, and we're putting our videos up on there as well. Gail Brooks, who is one of the adult services staff, she's been doing some great DIY videos that she's been posting on Facebook. So this past weekend, she loaded one up about making sachets from drying herbs and flowers that you might have in your garden or that you've collected in the woods. It's not the greatest summer in the world, but there are things growing out there. And then I think a week before that, she did one on making a simple skirt. So, again, look at our Facebook page or check out our YouTube channel, and you can see those videos even if you can't make the actual time when we post them.
Can I ask a quick question about that?
Oh, yeah.
Facebook can get overwhelming. There's, like, you know, so many posts on there. Are they in a particular section that would make it easy for people to find them, or do you just have to kind of scroll through the page?
Well, usually if you go onto a page, there's a, when you're on someone's page, there'll be a section on there that says videos. And
narrow down your search.
Yeah, basically. So, you know, if you look on the, they'll have their little logo, and then underneath that they'll have like posts, photos, events, things like that. And then if they've been posting videos like we have, there should be a link there to the videos, and then that will show all of them in one page that you can just kind of pick through.
Okay.
And then for the YouTube, just search Ketchikan Public Library. And we're still loading because we have been posting programs on Facebook since we closed in March. So we've been posting a lot of videos, and the YouTube channel we've created recently, so we're kind of retroactively loading some of those videos on YouTube. And so we're still working our way through that. So the video section on Facebook is much more extensive than the one on YouTube, but we're continuing to add to that. So not, and it's not just kid stuff. We, like I said, we have the DIY stuff with Gail, and then also Kelly Johnson, who's our teen advisory group liaison. She's created a great series of videos for her next real life, and these are tools that teens will need to help them succeed once they've left school. And she covers a whole wide range of things like, you know, getting leases and shopping and meal planning and preparing for college and, you know, job interviews, things like that. And so those are all archived on there as well. And they're like, you know, 10 minutes long. So it's not a huge time commitment. And I know it's summer and teens don't want to sit and watch, you know, hours and hours of video, you know, that doesn't involve football, I guess. But they're great videos. They're full of information, and they're, you know, really easy to digest. So I would recommend that for teens as well. And then the other thing, too, in terms of teens is if a teenager is participating in the Elements of Summer Challenge for the Teen Advisory Group, then tomorrow is your last day to put in your vote for the grand prize. And it's actually really clever the way they've done this. In order to put your vote in, you need to conduct a little opinion poll. And you conduct your poll and you submit the results. And then that is the not only the vote for what the grand prize is going to be, but that's also your entry ticket for that grand prize drawing. And the options for that are a laptop computer, a Nintendo Switch, or a $250 Visa gift card, although you could write something in. So if you have like a really cool idea that you'd like to submit, that's a possibility as well. So again, tomorrow is the last day to do that, and we have the forms here at the library, so you can pick those up. And then the other thing, too, is just to remind people that we are creating family maker bags for kids. And so those are available every week. The theme for this week is lollipops because yesterday was National Lollipop Day. So you can just come to the library and pick up one of these little family maker bags. There's all sorts of different themes. And we always have something available. So even if, you know, you come really late in the week, we may not have any more bags from this week's theme, but we'll have bags with a different theme. So, you know, you can always go home with something. You won't go home empty-handed. So that's, you know, like I said, we're you know, continuing on with our regular programming that we've been doing. We're still getting in lots of new books and new videos and new audiobooks, and we do encourage people to come up and browse through and see what we have. We've expanded the new book collection for the adults over into the window shelf, so there's plenty of space to browse around. And we have, of course, the little pop-up children's library towards the back with all of the new stuff there so the kids can browse through the new materials as well.
I was going to also say it's important for people to know that when they turn a book in or video, that it goes into quarantine for a little bit, so it won't disappear from your account right away.
Yes. So we aren't charging any overdue fines. We haven't been charging overdue fines for months now. But, you know, if you turn them in, yeah, you should be aware that it will take us a week to take those out of quarantine and check them in. But you don't have to worry that you're incurring any fines or anything like that. And then that way that ensures that when those materials go back out on the shelf, they are completely safe.
I also see that you have a new ant farm.
We do, and it's really cool because there's actually two separate ant farms, and then there's a couple of tubes that connect the two of them. And so they're there in the windows of the craft room. So when you come in, you can stand there and watch these ants go back and forth between the two large farms, carrying their little grains of sand. The sand, it's really weird. It's almost like styrofoam. It's like really light. And then, of course, there's like food that we put in there, and they carry that back and forth too. And it's really cool. So it's a great thing to bring your kids in and take a look at.
I had an ant farm as a kid, and they were busy all the time.
They are. I mean, I've never come in at like 3 o'clock in the morning to see if maybe they're sleeping, but they just seem to be constantly working. We also have ladybugs that we put out in the garden as well. And we do encourage people to stop by and take a wander through the community garden. Obviously, we haven't been able to do the programming with the garden that we ordinarily do. And again, it's not the greatest weather in the world, but those boxes are just overflowing with flowers and vegetables. And if you come, you can probably take a peek and find some ladybugs hidden away in the foliage there.
Okay. Is there anything else you wanted to mention this morning?
No, I just want to remind everybody that we are open, and we are still getting calls from people asking if we're open, and we are open. We're open for browsing. We actually have put some chairs back out in the main library, so that, you know, if you come in to use the wireless, you have some place to sit down. The children's section currently is closed off, but like I said, we do have a pop-up children's library in the last stack of nonfiction, with a bunch of audiobooks and board books and new books and graphic novels. So there's, you know, things for kids to browse through. And if there's anything specific you want, we will go in and get it for you. Same thing with the magazines. We've taken the magazines off the shelves, so you can't, like, sit and read through them. But they check out. So if you want to come in and just give us a list of what magazines you want, we will go retrieve those for you and check them out, and you can take them home. So, yeah, we're open Monday through Saturday. And we are preparing. We're going to start moving into Phase 3 soon. And we just need to reconfigure some of the spaces in the library to make things safe. And we'll let people know when we move into that next phase.
And what does Phase 3 entail? Allowing more people in, or?
Well, yes, although we actually have not had a problem with, I think right now we're technically at 25% capacity, but we really haven't approached that. So that hasn't been an issue at all. But the big thing for Phase 3 is that the children's collections will be available. The play space will not. And so that's why we need to reconfigure that area. But those shelves will be available for public access once we move into Phase 3. So that will be the big difference that the patrons will notice.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning. And look forward to learning more about the various activities you have going on there and checking out those Facebook and YouTube videos.
Great. Thank you very much, Maria.
All right. Thank you. Lisa Pearson with the Ketchikan Public Library.